This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the adoption of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan across sectors, which is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Vikasit Bharat. In a surprise visit, Mr. Modi today visited PM Gati Shakti Anubhuti Kendra at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the third anniversary of the launch of PM Gati Shakti. He appreciated the strides made in planning and execution of projects across the country due to the impact of PM Gati Shakti. The Anubhuti Kendra showcased the key features, achievements and milestones of PM Gati Shakti. Prime Minister also visited the One District, One Product ODOP Anubhuti Kendra and appreciated the strides made by the ODOP initiative in helping in selection, branding and promotion of products of various districts across the nation. Using the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, 156 infrastructure gaps relating to first and last mile connectivity issues of major sectors of the economy, such as coal, steel, fertilizer, ports, food and public distribution, have also been identified by concerned ministries and departments. President Draupadi Murmu reached Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, as part of her week-long three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The president will be accorded a warm ceremonial welcome on her arrival at the Algiers International Airport, Houari Boumediene. A community reception is also scheduled later this evening. During the three-day visit in Algeria, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with her counterpart in Algeria, Abdelmadjid Tebboune, and other major leaders. The president will also visit important cultural and historical sites of Algeria like Makam Echahed, the Martyrs Memorial, Roman Ruins, Mazulum, Hama Garden, etc. President is also scheduled to address the India-Algeria Economic Forum and the Sidi Abdallah Science and Technology Pole University. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to the three African nations. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on 16th of October, and in the final leg, President will visit Malawi from 17th to 19th of October. The three-nation visit by the President aims to expand and strengthen India's ties with the countries in Africa. In the Baba Siddiqui murder case, a holiday court in Mumbai today remanded two accused to police custody until 21st of October. Mumbai Police's crime branch has further said that they have identified the third accused in connection with the case, adding that he would be arrested soon. The 65-year-old NCP leader was shot dead outside his son Zeeshan Siddiqui's office in Bandra East by three assailants. Mumbai police presented the two accused, Gurmel Singh and Dharmraj Singh Kashyap, in Mumbai's Esplanade Court. The suspects, Gurmel Singh from Haryana and Dharmraj Kashyap from Uttar Pradesh, were nabbed by the police yesterday. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The objective of our project is to provide 12-month internship for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. The total cost of the pilot project is 800 crore rupees. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, scheduled to be held in Geneva beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that during his visit, he will address the Assembly on theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a Peaceful and Sustainable Future. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, chasing the target of 152 runs to win, Indian women were 65 for 3 in 9.3 overs against Australia women in a Group A match at Sharjah when the reports last came in. Earlier, Australia's stand-in captain, Tahelia McGrath, won the toss and elected to bat. Batting first, Australia made 151 runs, losing 8 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. India's Renuka Thakur Singh, Deepti Sharma bagged 2 wickets each and Pooja Vastrakar, Radha Yadav and Shreyanka Patil bagged 1 wicket each. And with that, we end this news bulletin.